Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the morning news. Emmanuel Macron attempts to pour oil on troubled water in an interview on France 3. The head of state has once again confirmed that there would be help for drivers to pay for gasoline. A bill will be submitted in the coming days. Emmanuel Macron also talked about the controversy surrounding Marshal Pétain, and pointed out that individual tributes for the commemoration of the Great War were never even considered. Emmanuel Macron was joined by Theresa May today in the Somme. The British Prime Minister came to visit the Titval Necropolis, a Franco-British hotspot during the First World War. Anti-Semitic acts have increased by 69% in France in the first 9 months of 2018, according to Edouard Philippe, who made the announcement this morning on his Facebook page. For 2 years, figures had been dropping. A message from the Prime Minister on this 80th anniversary of the Night of Broken Glass. On November 9, 1938, a night of violence was perpetrated against Jews by the Nazis. A solemn march is organized in Marseille tomorrow in honor of the victims of the buildings that collapsed. 7 bodies were found under the rubble, and 1 last person is still missing. As a security measure, 160 inhabitants have been rehoused in hotels in the city, according to the mayor, Jean-Claude Gaudin. Did the PSG keep ethnic registration files of its players? In any case, this is what the Football Leaks investigation claims. Recruiters of the training center supposedly specified the origin of the players they supervised, which is illegal. These facts are said to have occurred between 2013 and last spring. The club's leaders swear they knew nothing about this practice. And then on the field, another bad night for our French clubs in Europa League. The OM, last year's finalist, is already eliminated with a score of 2-1 against Lazio Rome. As for Rennes, the team is on the precipice after its 3-1 defeat against Dynamo Kiev. Mathematically speaking, their elimination is not official, but it will be very difficult to avoid. The same goes for Bordeaux after a tie against the Zenit St. Petersburg. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.